time.
Great. It was a good feeling, you know, knowing that I got in and I was in this time. So, you know, it was good, though, man. You know, coming out, scoring a touchdown in front of the home base crowd. So, it's good.
Dylan, you talked during the week about wanting to start out faster early on in the game, and you did that. Just kind of talk about how things went for you early on today.
O-line did an excellent job of opening up holes and giving us a chance, you know, to go make plays. And, you know, you got to credit those guys up front for what they did all game. So, they came out and played a good game up front. And, you know, you got to credit those guys for what they did.
It was early on, too. You were part of the passing game. Is that, you know, something you hope that you get a little more shot at?
You know, whatever coach called out there, you know, we're going to go execute, you know. And, you know, he look upon the running backs, you know, to catch the ball out the backfield a lot. So, you know, we do a lot of catching the ball in practice and, you know, just carry over to the game.
How good did that feel for you setting up your own touchdown there with the pass?
It was good. You know, I knew it was on the 1 and 2 yard line, so I – 9 times out of 10, it was going to be a run. So I was in my head, and catch your breath, and let's go. And, you know, it was a good call by Pat.
You said 2 weeks ago, you know, when tracking the ball, did you do anything out there? Did you, like, kind of go through a different routine this time in pregame to, you know, track the ball better?
Yeah, Coach KP did a good job of, you know, tweaking my routine a little bit. I went out there and caught a lot of balls before warm-ups. And, you know, that's what I did. Me and Coach, we went out there and caught some balls before warm-ups.
Got more rushing yards through 3 games than any Vikings rookie in history. What does that mean to you, or have you, you know, had a chance to think about what these 3 games have been like?
This season, man, it's been amazing. You know, I haven't thought about it really because I just like to win, you know. But you know, it's been amazing. You know how these guys have welcomed all the rookies, you know, to the locker room and stuff like that. So you know, I don't too much care about the statistics. I just like, you know, us getting that W, and you know. But, you know, how that impact on the program, you know, it's good.
How big of a statement do you think this was for Case to be able to show he could bounce back from last week and, you know, do it with career best numbers for himself?
It just showed, man, we cleaned up the little things and do the little things right and don't shoot ourselves in the foot with the penalties, you know, and give Case a shot to go out there and make plays. He going to make them for us. And, you know, he did that today and went and made some plays and he had fun doing it.
Just how cool is it to kind of see the ball spread around? I mean, Jerry's got it in. You know, Stephon, Adam, just how the passing game went today across the board.
We got some exciting receivers, and they ready to, you know, burst onto the scene and make plays. And I see them every day in practice, the catches they make, the routes they run. They're exciting, man. We got an exciting group, and for us to spread the ball out like that, you know, it's good for all those guys to get touches because they can make plays.
What was the difference this week, maybe compared to last week? Was there something that was different or better that you guys weren't able to do or didn't do last week?
We cleaned the penalties up a lot better this week. You know, we didn't shoot ourselves in the foot. You know, put us behind the 8-ball. That was the number one priority. You know, don't shoot ourselves in the foot. Go out there, make plays, and you know. And I think we did a good job of that today.
You look like you're running angry today, like a little more determined. You kind of feel like you wanted to break out a little bit more than you have.
That's every game. I'm gonna run angry every game. You know, I want a W. Like I said, you know, I want to win. And you know, if that involved me running as angry as possible, you know, I'm gonna do it every week.
This team's had a lot of great running backs. How does it make you feel to hear you've got more yards through 3 games than anybody ever has in the first 3 games here?
It's a great start. You know, it's a great start to, you know, a good season. You know, an exciting season for us. You know, so you know, it's a good start for everybody, and we just got to keep going from here.
What does that feel like for you to kind of, you know, hit a seam and make it through the hole and know that you're able to gain some yards?
It feels good, especially when you get one-on-one with the safety. And, you know, that's the thing is we practice with Coach KP every day, you know, getting one-on-one with the safety. So you know, that'd be the number one goal, getting past that second level so you could get into the secondary with the safeties and make a play from there. It's all up to you.
How did it feel for you to get involved in the passing game and have success there today?
It feels good because, you know, sometimes teams tend to forget about running backs, catching the ball at the backfield. And I think today they forgot about me a little bit. And, you know, me and Case connected on a couple of passes, and, you know, we got it going early.
Is that important to you to be that complete back so you can pass, protect, run, and catch the ball?
It's important for this team, basically, for us to win games. You know, if I can't pass, protect, I'm not going to be out there, plain and simple. You know, I got to protect Case or whoever back there. So, you know, that's a part of, you know, my game, and that's something that I got to do as my job. So, you know, I'm going to go out there and get it done.
Do you want those backs to get, as the game goes on, do you think you get better as the game gets into that third, fourth quarter?
I think every back, you know, you got to get strong as the game goes on because, you know, defense is going to throw jabs and punches at you first, second, and third. But as the game withstands to the fourth, you got to just keep jabbing at them, and they'll wear out, you know. That'd be my motto, just keep chipping away. Some runs going to break, some ain't. So you just got to keep chipping away so you get the defense tied.
Thanks, Dylan.
last year the backfield was completely different. It wasn't C.J. Ham and yourself and Case Keenum. It's a whole new backfield. Tell me what that's like with Case back there.
It's exciting. Case bring that smile and that energy to the huddle. You know, when he come in, he bring that, you know, that's his own style to the huddle. And, you know, we love when Case come in that huddle, man. He ready to make a play. And we got some exciting receivers that's ready to make plays. And he did a good job of getting those guys the ball today.